Hello, Alchemists. Welcome to the very first episode, episode zero, of The Elemental Educator. I'm your host, Tyler, coming to you from the landscapes of Alberta, Canada. If you're tuning in, consider this the ground zero of a transformative journey we're embarking on together. So get ready to dive in and ignite some serious transformations, and let's begin to dissect the heart of what this podcast is all about.
Robin Pan once said, "I will slay dragons with a sword of fire. I will drown the great white sharks. I will suffocate all greens, and I will bury the earth with ashes. So don't you dare to even think of me as the one who gave up." If the four elements can do all that, imagine what they can do for your mind. This is The Elemental Educator, the podcast where we kindle the fires of dialogue with the alchemists of education. We're here to embark on a journey where ancient wisdom meets the contemporary world of education. On Elemental Educator, we dive into the deep waters of adaptability, feel the grounding earth of core values, ride the swift winds of change, and ignite the fiery spirit of risk-taking. Fire, earth, wind, water. They're not just part of nature, but are elemental forces shaping the transformative power of education. We'll have on some amazingly smart guests who are experts and pioneers on education.
I knew what I was rooted in, which was what was best for kids. And I was a little bit of a steamroller when it came to that.
My classroom is built on relationships and nothing more.
If you make a mistake, you keep going. And Mr. Hibbert makes mistakes all the time.
You want to bring yourself to the workplace just like you want to bring yourself to your family and to your friends.
We kind of looked at each other like, why not? Like, it's things are scary because we make them scary.
It's okay to, you know, put your heart and soul out into something and it not work out the way you wanted.
Even though we are educators and we have curriculum and things to do every day, the little humans that we take care of, we spend more time with them than their families during weekdays. We need to care about them, who they are as human beings.
It is always possible. If you say it's possible, it is possible. And things can happen in a very special way when you genuinely believe in what you're doing.
This is The Elemental Educator. And now your host, Tyler Como.
Okay, so you might be wondering, what's with the elemental angle? Well, alchemists, as an educator and an avid explorer in the realm of educational leadership, I've been on a fascinating voyage myself. Currently on the cusp of completing my doctorate and releasing my book, The Elemental Educator, I've delved into how the four basic elements, earth, air, water, and fire, mirror crucial educational philosophies through my personal odyssey. Now, before you think I've taken up alchemy, let me explain. It's about embodying a grounded mindset, or earth, embracing adaptability, air, flowing with the implementation of change, water, and igniting the courage to take risks, fire. It's these elements that I believe can revolutionize educators and leadership mindsets. It's about bringing those lived experiences into the spotlight through a comparative lens. Whether you're a teacher, a student, a leader, or simply an eternal learner, there's a spark of wisdom here for you. I'm on the lookout for guests who've danced with these elemental forces in their educational or leadership journeys. Everyone has stories or insights that resonate with earth, air, water, or fire, and I want to hear from you. Your voice could illuminate paths for others, sparking a chain reaction of inspiration and change. The future episodes are my favorite ones, as I get to take a seat and hear some of the incredible stories that elucidate how these elemental forces impact all leaders in every aspect. But for this episode, I would like to share my journey. Now, before I start, it's important to note, our journey here isn't politically driven. We're not in the business of pointing out flaws or weaving negative narratives. Here, we focus on you, the guests, and the positive ripples we can create together. Unpacking my earth and core values is done extensively in my, for lack of better words, coming soon, book. But as educators, we delve into the heart of what makes us thrive in the dynamic landscapes of education, our core values. Throughout my years in the education sector, from bustling classrooms to quiet moments of reflection, I've discovered that the bedrock of impactful teaching lies in understanding and adhering to our foundational beliefs. It's not about the list of skills on our resume, but rather the deeply held convictions that guide our interactions with students, colleagues, and the community at large. The beauty of education lies in its diversity, the myriad of ways in which we can inspire, challenge, and nurture young minds. Yet, amid this diversity, a common thread weaves us together: the unwavering commitment to foster an environment conducive to learning. This commitment doesn't stem from policy manuals or administrative directives. It blossoms from our core values. These are not just abstract notions, but the compass by which we navigate the complex world of education. They shape our approach to teaching, influence how we engage with our students, and ultimately determine the impact we have on their lives. As we reflect on our practice, it's crucial to engage in conversations about these values. Sharing our beliefs and experiences not only enriches our understanding, but also strengthens our resolve to create nurturing learning environments. It's in these shared narratives that we find inspiration and the motivation to continuously evolve as educators. In my journey, I've learned that some values transcend the confines of the classroom. Trust, empathy, and respect are not merely educational tools, but they are foundational to the meaningful connections we create. By embedding these values in our practice, we not only facilitate academic success, but also cultivate a sense of belonging and community amongst our students. This sense of community is vital, for it is within this space that true learning and growth occurs. Collaboration stands out as a key value in the interconnected world. The notion that we are better together, that our collective efforts can yield greater results, is a powerful driver of educational excellence. This collaborative spirit, rooted in our shared commitment to education, has the potential to transform not just classrooms, but the very fabric of our educational system. As we continue on this path, it's important to recognize that our journey is shaped by our willingness to reflect on and embody our core values. It's a process of continuous growth and learning, not just for our students, but for ourselves as educators. The challenges we face, the obstacles we overcome, and the successes we celebrate are all milestones in this journey, a journey that is enriched by our dedication to our core values. So as we delve deeper into the essence of grounded mindsets, let's remind ourselves of the transformative power of education. It's a power that is unlocked not by adherence to the rigid methodologies, but by our commitment to the values that guide us. In the vast tapestry of education, our core values are the threads that bind us together, driving us to inspire, to challenge, and to nurture the next generation. The concept of water symbolizes our ability to implement change, a vital skill in the ever-evolving landscape of learning. As educators, we are continually faced with the challenge of adapting to new methodologies, integrating technology, embracing innovative pedagogies. Yet the essence of implementing change lies not in the mere adoption of new practices, but in our ability to flow and adapt, much like water navigating the landscape. My journey through educational sectors has been marked by moments of profound change, each requiring a delicate balance between innovation and understanding. Implementing change is akin to navigating a river. There are moments of smooth sailing, periods of rapid currents, and occasionally, the need to maneuver around obstacles. The key to navigating these waters lies in our ability to remain flexible, to learn from the environment, and to embrace the opportunities that change presents. One of the most significant lessons I've learned is that change cannot be forced. It must be guided. Much like water shapes the landscape through persistence and adaptability, we too must approach change with a mindset of guidance and support. This means creating an environment where new ideas are welcomed, where experimentation is encouraged, and where failure is seen not as a setback, but as a step toward innovation. In the classroom, implementing change often requires us to step out of our comfort zones, to challenge the status quo, and to engage our students in new and meaningful ways. Whether it's through the integration of technology, the adoption of project-based learning, or the incorporation of student-led discussions, each change we implement is an opportunity to enrich the learning experience for our students. However, the process of implementing change is not without its challenges. Resistance, whether from colleagues, administration, or even within ourselves, is a natural part of this process. Overcoming this resistance requires patience, empathy, and the ability to communicate the value of the change. It's about building consensus, fostering an environment of trust. As we shift our focus to the element of wind, we delve into the essence of adapting to change. In the educational landscape, change is as constant as the shifting winds, bringing new ideas, challenges, opportunities. Adaptability then becomes our sail in the vast ocean of education, allowing us to navigate these changes with grace and resilience. My experiences have taught me that adapting to change is not merely about survival, it's about thriving. It's about viewing each new policy, technological advancement, or pedagogical trend not as a hurdle, but as a chance to enhance our teaching and to enrich our students' learning. This perspective shift is crucial, for it transforms the way we respond to change, from reactive to proactive, from apprehension to anticipation. Adapting to change requires a mindset that is open, curious, and flexible. It's about being willing to experiment, to learn from both successes and failures, and to continuously seek ways to improve. In my journey, I've found that collaboration with peers is invaluable in this process. Sharing insights, challenges, and strategies with colleagues not only broadens our understanding, but also strengthens our collective ability to adapt. It's through this collaborative spirit that we can create a dynamic and responsive educational environment, one that is prepared to embrace the winds of change. Adapting to change is about listening to our students, to emerging research, and to the evolving needs of society. Our students are often the most direct source of feedback on the effectiveness of our adaptation. By engaging them in discussions about their learning experiences, we can gain insights into what works, what doesn't, and what could be improved. This feedback loop, it's essential for ensuring that our adaptations are meaningful and impactful. In navigating these winds of change, resilience becomes our compass. The path of adaptation is marked by challenges and setbacks, but it is our resilience that propels us forward. It's about having the courage to let go of practices that no longer serve our goals and the wisdom to embrace new approaches that enhance learning. This journey of adaptation is ongoing, a perpetual cycle of learning, growing, and evolving as educators. Turning to the last element, fire, we explore the concept of risk-taking in education. In a field often characterized by tradition and caution, the notion of taking risks can seem daunting. Yet, it is through these flames of innovation that we have the opportunity to ignite transformative change in our classrooms and beyond. My path in education has been fueled by a series of calculated risks, each driven by a desire to push the boundaries of what is possible. From integrating cutting-edge technology into my curriculum, to redesigning classroom layouts, to fostering collaborative learning, these risks were taken with a vision of creating a more engaging, inclusive, and effective learning environment. Risk-taking in education requires a foundation of courage and conviction. It's about believing in the potential of new ideas and being willing to advocate for them, even in the face of skepticism and resistance. This process involves stepping out of our comfort zones, challenging the status quo, and embracing the possibility of failure as a step toward innovation. Yet, the essence of responsible risk-taking lies in its purpose. Every risk I've taken has been guided by a clear goal, to enhance the educational experience for my students. This purpose-driven approach ensures that the risks we take are not just for the sake of novelty, but are rooted in a deep commitment to improving learning outcomes. The journey of taking risks in education is also a collaborative one. Engaging students, colleagues, and the wider community in the process not only enriches the initiative, but also builds a support system that can help navigate the challenges and celebrate the successes. It's through this collective effort that the fire of innovation can spread, transforming individual classrooms into communities of dynamic and engaged learning. The elements of earth, water, wind, and fire serve as metaphors for the foundational aspects of being an effective educator, or an effective leader. Grounded mindsets, implementing change, adapting to change, and taking risks are all integral to our growth and success in the ever-evolving field of education. As we continue on this journey, let us embrace these elements with courage, curiosity, and a commitment to excellence, for it is through our efforts that we can ignite the spark of learning in every student. So this podcast gives a little context from my perspective, but future podcasts are going to pull in the lived experiences from the guests and connect to these core values we just talked about into how it shaped their pedagogical practices or leadership implementations. So, mark your calendars, alchemists. Every episode will be dropped every Monday. A fresh start to your week with a fresh perspective on education and leadership. As we wrap up this introductory episode, I'd like to leave you with a call to action. Share this podcast or our social media with three people who believe in the power of education and leadership as much as you do. Subscribe to two of our networks to stay connected. finding us on either Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then a podcast network like our YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or our other outlets. And lastly, connect with one value within yourself that drives who you are. Let it shine and let it guide you on this journey of learning and growth. I'm Tyler, your guide through the elemental pathways of education. And until next Monday, keep the fire of curiosity burning and let the winds of knowledge guide you.
You've been listening to The Elemental Educator. Our aim is to illuminate optimal educational practices on a global scale. And second, we want to shine a light on the expertise and knowledge that Tyler brings to educational institutions. He's not just a talking head. He's a practicing educator, a school principal, armed with a master's in educational administration, and on the brink of completing his doctorate. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, review, and subscribe. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find us on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Elemental Educator. And to contact us, fire off an email. See what I did there? Fire off. Okay. Send an email to elementaleducator@gmail.com. See you next time on The Elemental Educator.